Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Drive. Praying for you guys. I know these are unprecedented times, and things are changing, and we're all hoping, at least here in this country, our city, our state, Alabama, that this thing passes quickly. Some people are hopeful. Many are saying it's going to last a lot longer than we think or anticipate. But either way, we know that God is still on the throne. He's still in control. He's still good. And that is one thing we can never forget. We went online yesterday, Sunday service for church, to empty seats like most churches in America. There was no one there in the seats, but it was really cool because on, Facebook Live, hundreds of people were watching, dozens and dozens of comments and people talking back and forth. It was fellowship, through the comments, through Facebook Live. It was the closest we're going to get right now to fellowship, and I thought it was good. I thought it was encouraging, actually. And so we keep going. We keep getting worship out there. We keep getting the word out there. We keep connecting. We keep lifting one another up. We keep praying. And we wait upon the Lord. And that's the thing. During this time, I know there's some restlessness. There's a lack of hope. There's sort of a helplessness, maybe a desperation. And I would just say this. As I was praying this morning and writing and seeking the Lord, I was reminded that we cannot forget our source of help. Our source of help. In other words, we find our help, all of it, we find our hope in the Lord. He is the source of help for us. And it's like sometimes we cry to other things, or we look to other people, or we look to certain situations. We try to find security in things that don't bring security. And it's like, no. Let's revert our eyes back to God, because He is the source of help. If God is not our source of help, then we're going to feel helpless. Sounds pretty elementary, right? Pretty simple, but it's true. And we can so easily let our eyes drift away from God and on to current events. Now, I'm not saying deny current events. I'm not saying pretend like nothing in the world is bad. There's a reality out there, of course, but also the spiritual reality is that we need to run to God for our help. And, amongst all the memes going around, and all the different jokes being made about the coronavirus, which some of them are very funny, but it's true. God has taken away those idols that America have been worshiping. Money, the economy, it's unstable now. People have lost tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars, stock market, People are unsure. The celebrities, they're not making movies anymore. People who worship other people, they're not going to do that anymore because they're not making any more movies. That's to a halt. Or even athletes. And musicians, people who have been idolized, they're not doing that anymore. You go down the list and all those things that America has made into idols, to false gods, it's like those are all being broken down to where it's even churches not being able to meet. I mean, if there's any time that God would get our attention, it should be now, right? And I would say don't let these changes that are happening right now because of the coronavirus, I would say don't let those changes discourage you. Let them draw you even closer to God in dependence, leaning upon Him more than ever. Because He is your source of help. God is my source of help. And I need to remind myself that as well, you guys. Like, because we look at the news, we look at the world around us, and it's like we can get discouraged in a second if we're not careful. But we have to remember that we need to stay encouraged through prayer and God's word and connection with other believers. Like, we need to be built up. Or else we're going to be broken down, helpless, alone, afraid, fearful. When God is our source of help, then we will be built up. Our faith will be built even when the world around us seems to be crumbling around. Our source of help. It's like when I was younger, you know, my parents were my source of help. Yeah, I think about when we had kids. I mean, I remember holding Hannah and holding Lily when they were first born, them looking up at me and them being so dependent upon me. They couldn't do it on their own. They couldn't do anything. If they were just left alone, hey, good luck, I hope you survive, they wouldn't, right? I mean, they needed us as parents. They needed mom and dad to care for them, to feed them, to change them, to help them, to shelter them. Well, guess what? In the same way, like, we need to have that childlike faith to where we look up to God going, Lord, you're feeding us, you're sheltering us, you're taking care of us, you're protecting us. Or I think about when I got older, you know, and my parents, they would feed us. We had a roof over our head. We had all the essentials and more. Now, when you're a kid, you don't really realize it. You just take it for granted. Like, why isn't there cereal here? You know, why isn't there bread? Why isn't there my favorite this or that? It's because, like, when you're a kid or even a teenager, you forget or you don't think about the fact that, man, your parents are providing everything for you. Sure, they make you do little things here and there, like, you know, do chores, sweep, take out the trash, different things like that, but, man, your parents, like, my parents provided for me. They gave me a roof over my head, and I took it for granted, and that's what we don't want to do, have that teenager mentality where it's like we take everything for granted that's from God. Instead of that, we need to recognize and realize that, man, that's God. I'm provided for. I'm protected. I'm sheltered because of the Lord, because of Him. And so I don't have to worry. He takes care of me. He is my source of help. You guys, He is your source of help. And so this week, you guys, I'm really just going to give a handful of reminders about what to focus on during this time, during this season, during this coronavirus epidemic or pandemic. When I wrote my first devotional called Focus, you know, when I first moved here, when we first moved to my family from Southern California to Lower Alabama, or LA to LA, Los Angeles to Lower Alabama, God put on my heart to write a devotional to use as an outreach tool. And I was led to name it Focus because the point of it was to help people to focus on the scripture or on the spiritual side of life, or to focus on the things of God. And that's still what I want to do, like, because we forget so often. We lose sight of what's important so often. We often need to realign our focus and revert our focus away from the things of this world and onto the things of God, so that we can help others, so that we can build up others, so that we can encourage others. And so really it's about focus. Focus on the fact that, you know, the source of help is God, is the Lord. Lean upon Him. He's got you. He's with you. He will never leave you. Look to Him for hope, for help, for encouragement. And take that encouragement and share it with others. Focus. God bless you guys. Love you. Hope you have a good Monday morning. Whether you're still working or at home, I pray that the Lord would just speak to you through His word, through prayer, that God would just enrich your life even during this season and during this time. God bless you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.